Good evening, everybody.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. This is not a new edition of the Ringside Reporter podcast. This is an edition of the Quick Jab on the Ringside Reporter Radio Network with your host, Ringside Robert. I didn't know Eric was going to do that to me. That's cool. All right. Today we're going to talk about Vladimir Klitschko and Tyson Fury is back on. Manny Pacquiao and Jesse Vargas will be on pay-per-view, and you're going to find out where. We're going to talk about the late, great Bobby Chacon, and we're also going to talk about Felix Sturm getting busted for doping, and I think that'll pretty much cover it. First of all, let's get all the headline stuff out of the way, and then I can focus on what I want to focus on for most of the time. As I stated, Vladimir Klitschko, Tyson Fury, the fight is back on for October 29th. And I was hoping that fight wouldn't be on my birthday weekend, but it is. My birthday is the 28th, so I guess for a boxing aficionado, my birthday present from boxing is Vladimir Klitschko, Tyson Fury number 2, when I really didn't like the first one. Thanks a lot, boxing. I'm glad we're going to get this thing done and over with, and we'll see what happens. But anyway, that one's back on. Felix Sturm got busted for doping in Germany, and he got panicked by the situation so badly. And I guess they somehow tested him after his fight in February, and or February, if I can talk. And he got panicked by the situation and moved to Bosnia. Now, come on, if I was going to be a fugitive on the run, I don't think I'd run from Germany to Bosnia. But he did, and I don't know, with his actions, hopefully we won't see him in the ring ever again. And Andre Berto is getting disgusted with Danny Garcia. Danny Garcia doesn't want to sign the contract. And now it looks like Danny Garcia is looking for a fight with John Molina Jr. Okay, here's my philosophy on that. I don't think either one of those guys, Berto or John Molina Jr., deserve a shot at Danny Garcia. Like I told Eric earlier when he told me this, I think John Molina should fight Andre Berto. I mean, they deserve each other. They don't deserve a shot at Danny Garcia. I don't know what the hell Danny Garcia is up to. Frankly, it's disgusting. Now to the big news of the day. I'm recording this on Thursday, September 8th. Thank God football is finally here. But today, Bob Arum held a press conference in Los Angeles, California, and he announced that Top Rank would be producing the pay-per-view. In other words, no network wanted to touch the Manny Pacquiao Jesse Vargas pay-per-view that is scheduled for November 5th. Bob Arum is going to have to pay for everything. He's going to have to pay to put on the pay-per-view. He's going to have to make sure that the undercard is a good undercard. And he's going to have to pay the announcing team. And we don't know who that's going to be. I don't know if Showtime or HBO will allow any of their announcers to go and freelance and work for Bob on this. So it'll be very interesting to see, for those of us who tune in on November 5th, who will be announcing the fight. Bob did say in the press conference this afternoon in Los Angeles that there'll be three undercard fights and they'll all be world championship affairs. Because let's face it, folks, the main event fucking sucks to high heaven. If Manny Pacquiao is right, and he's still the same Manny Pacquiao, he should dismantle and take apart Jesse Vargas. Jesse Vargas is nothing special. This title is, this WBO title that he holds is nothing special. This is a gift title. Like if him and Cal Brook unified the title like they were supposed to in August, Cal Brook would be carrying two belts right now. Jesse Vargas is nothing special. Manny Pacquiao, if he has anything left at all, he should dismantle Jesse Vargas. I would be very disappointed in the Filipino politician if he allowed this fight to go 12 rounds. Okay? You don't need to carry Jesse Vargas for 36 minutes. And if it goes 12 rounds, in my opinion, he's carrying Jesse Vargas for 36 minutes. So, that's just frankly my opinion on the subject. I know Terry Flanagan is one of the fighters that are going to be defending their title on that card. I have no idea who the other two fights are supposed to be. Bob's going to announce that later on. But unlike a HBO or Showtime situation, where HBO or Showtime is putting up the money to put on the pay-per-view, this time Bob is putting on up the money. So he doesn't want to take a bath on this one, although I believe he should. But in order to assure that, I guarantee you, if he's smart, and at 84 years old, I don't know how much smarts he's got left, but if he's smart, he'll put on three quality fights, because the main event sucks. And we'll get a good show on November 5th. So that was the announcement today. Top Rank is going to produce their own pay-per-view. I don't know who they're going to get for the announcing. We'll find that out soon. But it'll be interesting. And at least I don't have to worry about Pacquiao showing up on Showtime pay-per-view, because that was my fear. My fear was that Showtime was going to buy this fight and set it up afterwards for a Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather rematch. That was my fear if Showtime got involved. But now that all the networks have passed on this and Bob's got to put up his own money, it's going to be very interesting to see the kind of undercard that he will produce. And the ironic thing about this whole thing, when Peter Nelson announced a few weeks ago that they were dumping Pacquiao and they weren't going to buy this pay-per-view, Peter did say later on in another interview that if the fight would have taken place a week earlier, on October 29th, the same day as Klitschko Fury 2, then HBO would still be in the Manny Pacquiao business. But because Manny Pacquiao wants to fight in November, HBO used that to get out of their contract because they have the Kovalev-Ward fight coming up on November 19th. And they did not want to force boxing fans to pay for two pay-per-views in the same month. So I found that ironic. HBO gets out of the Manny Pacquiao business over 1 week. That's amazing. But I still applaud them for what they did. Now, hopefully, they'll do the same thing when it comes to December 3rd, and they'll tell Roc Nation and Miguel Cotto to get lost. Because, my God, the possibility of Miguel Cotto fighting Gamboa. I'm not interested in that at all. But as a boxing reporter, you know, we got to cover boxing. So chances are, whoever Miguel fights, somebody will be watching because we'll have to talk about it. But that doesn't throw me in the least. Now, before I run out of time here, RIP to Bobby Chacon. He's another one that I grew up watching in the 70s and 80s. And for those of you that are not in my age group, in your 40s or 50s, and you don't know who Bobby Chacon is, please go to YouTube and watch all 66 of his fights. He was a true warrior, and it, you know, he deserves our respect. 59 wins, 7 losses, and 1 draw. And as far as I know, he never avoided anybody. And all of his fights, I believe, took place here in the Golden State of California. Please go look him up and go watch his fights, because he was a fan-friendly kind of fighter. Unfortunately, with his boxing style, it cost him his life because, you know, he suffered from dementia and, you know, too many punches. But we got to pay respect to our warriors. So, everybody, please go out and watch all the Bobby Chacon fights that you can have. Because RIP to one of the best, you know. And he was a world champion at least twice. So, RIP to Bobby. And hopefully this weekend in Los Angeles, I don't know if they'll do it in the UK, but in Los Angeles, hopefully he gets a nice 10 count, because he deserves a wonderful send-off. Bobby was a hell of a fighter. RIP to Bobby Chacon. So, keep in mind, we are going to do a post-fight analysis show, because we're going to cover all 3 fights on Saturday. Kamakai, Soto Karas, Chocolatito, and Quadras, and, of course, Triple G, Cal Brook. Now, here's how it's going to work for TV purposes. 5:30 Eastern time, Saturday afternoon, on HBO, they're going to show the Brook-Triple G fight. If you can't see it then, they're going to replay it at 10 Eastern time before the L.A. card starts with Kamagai and Chocolatito and everybody. So Saturday is going to be an early Christmas present to us boxing fans. So, you know, enjoy it. You give up your college football and sit down and watch some good boxing. So, I think that's all I'm going to cover this week. Hopefully we'll be back next week with more. I know we'll be talking about Canelo and Liam Smith and all that kind of good stuff in Jerry World in Cowboy Stadium on September 17th. As far as I know, we're going to do a post-fight show on the 10th, and then I believe, it might be the 11th by the time the fights get over with. And then I'm assuming we'll be able to do our regular show on Sunday. So stay tuned. Go to Ringside Reporter check for updates. Follow the fantasy tournament. Check out the history lesson. Go to Beating the Odds with Beeb. Check out his stuff. JHBeeb1 on Twitter and Ringside73 for Eric. And me at Ringside Robert, although if you really want to get a hold of me, call the Ringside Robbie's Boxing Corner at 773-572-7781. And hopefully we'll be back next week to talk about a bunch of stuff. Everybody have a good one. And once again, RIP to Bobby Chacon. Catch everybody on Saturday, everybody. Take care.